This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Iraqis woke up this morning to TV pictures of the aftermath of another powerful U.S. air assault on Fallujah. That's the Sunni stronghold west of Baghdad, where Jordanian militant Abu Musab al-Zarqawi is suspected of maintaining safe houses. Six bombs created a 30-foot crater and left at least 10 people dead. It was the fifth U.S. airstrike on Fallujah in recent weeks. NPR's Philip Reeves is in Baghdad. What more is known about this attack?
The U.S. military bombed a house in Fallujah. It says it used four 500-pound bombs and two 1,000-pound bombs, so it was a sizable assault. The target was thought by them to be a safe house, which they say was a safe house used by the Zarqawi network, whom they accused of numerous assaults, including suicide bombings, car bombings. Debris was reported sent flying blocks away, and residents there are reportedly saying that women and children were among the victims.
Now that an interim government has assumed power, the U.S. military is supposed to coordinate operations with it. Did that happen in this case?
Well, this is the second such airstrike since the interim Iraqi government was installed last week. However, in this case, Iyad Alawi, the new Iraqi prime minister, issued a statement saying that it was carried out using intelligence supplied by the Iraqi security services. In fact, he claims responsibility for it. Now, this appears to be part of the overall drive to demonstrate to Iraqis that the government is sovereign and not, as its opponents say, controlled by the US. We're expecting another installment in this effort in the next few days, when Alawi is expected to unveil some security laws to crack down on the insurgency. And although these may include a limited amnesty, they're also likely to include some strong measures, such as curfews in certain areas and intensified searches.
Could this airstrike have an impact on Prime Minister Alawi's standing in Iraq and also perhaps the chances of success for his government?
Well, Iraqis have complained about the lack of security since the invasion by US and Allied forces 14 months ago. So some will likely welcome a crackdown. But the sight of angry Iraqis fishing children's clothes from a huge bomb crater in Fallujah also risks strengthening the hands of the government's opponents, who argue that the US military is still occupying the country and is still in charge. Alawi's facing a difficult and almost contradictory task. On the one hand, he's committed to crushing the insurgency. On the other, it's crucial to him that he doesn't let disillusion set in among the general population, who are already wary and mistrustful, but some of whom are now daring to hope that he and his government can bring something better. And checkpoints, house searches, tough penalties, aggressive intelligence gathering could have the effect of undermining him among the public, generating the kind of atmosphere where it'll be easier for the insurgency to operate.
Philip, in a separate incident that could have a negative impact, it's reported that U.S. troops shot an Iraqi child last night.
Yes, in some ways, in fact, this will likely impact Iraqi opinion more. Many don't like foreign insurgents, the foreigners, and if the victims in Fallujah turn out not to have been women and children, but actually foreign insurgents, then they won't have, in the case of some, much sympathy for them. But shooting a child at a checkpoint, even though the American troops say that they legitimately felt under threat, is likely to generate very widespread anger. And it mightn't be long before people start saying, well, if our government's supposed to be sovereign, then why do they, you know, an Iraqi sovereign government, then why do they allow Americans to shoot Iraqi children?
Thank you very much. NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad.